it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think we're going to excel at this. We need to talk about useless things, you know.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Like, what's the most I'm trying to think. There's so many things we learn in school. Like, knowing how to write cursive is useless at this point, right?
It's useless now, but I feel like, yeah, it's probably always been useless.
Are you going to handwrite your wedding invitations, by the way?
I don't know yet.
What?
You seem like someone who would.
What do you mean by, like, just the name, the addresses?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Just the addresses. It's actually a whole thing. I've been trying to figure out if our printer can print onto envelopes, and my fiance doesn't.
Don't write them.
He like doesn't. He's like, "What if we get stickers?" I'm like, "That looks very tacky." No offense to anyone who uses stickers.
You mean for your return address?
All of it.
Yeah, yeah. I would just print on the envelope.
I would rather handwrite than use a sticker. It's my way of telling you we're not doing that, babe. Love you. And there's no way of writing it in cursive.
You would have to. For a wedding invitation, it has to be like
fancy,
big, swoopy,
yeah.
Woof.
Well, I'm not doing it then. I have horrible handwriting.
Well, then hire somebody. You can hire a calligraphist.
Okay, if anyone wants to do them for me.
If you're a calligrapher, you ever gone down that rabbit hole? I know we're doing useless things.
Yeah.
But have you ever gone down the calligraphy rabbit hole?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's beautiful.
So deeply satisfying to watch somebody just
to
write.
Learn it?
No, you just watch videos of people like going, and the sound, it's kind of ASMR too, because the sound of them like going,
I clearly have never gone down this rabbit hole.
Oh, go down it later.
Okay.
It's and the way they turn the pens.
Yes,
sometimes it's
to make it thick and thin.
Yes.
It's so good. Anyway, what's useless in your head?
Well, I would say all the knowledge I have about Taylor Swift is pretty useless.
It is 100% useless, and I am very proud of you for recognizing that.
But I've made a career out of it.
How is this a career? This is not... I mean, I don't think you got this job. I don't think we had the whiteboard of things of like, this person brings this to the table. It's like, boy, boy, she knows Taylor. Like, that was never a consideration.
But Taylor was the catalyst for it all.
You think?
Well, I know, because I was like so into her, and then I was like, I want to work in music, and then it evolved from there.
Oh, interesting. Because Taylor... I feel like you played down the Taylor. Like when we first, I didn't realize
we didn't know.
You
sandbagged
it. But you could have gone to my Instagram and been like, yikes.
Yeah, because you know everything there is to know about Taylor Swift.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was with a friend this weekend and she asked me one question and I answered so horrifyingly. And I was like, I'm very sorry about that.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Who else has something useless in their head?
I still know all the members of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. I'll never forget.
Are we going to make people prove it, or are they going to be able to just... like?
You have to prove it.
Yeah, prove it.
Okay, well.
The Backstreet Boys has AJ McLean, there's Brian Littrell, there's Kevin Richardson, there's Howie Duroux, and Nick Carter.
I want everyone to know he did not Google, and he never... Nope. And even if he had done it before, you never looked down.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, and then NSYNC is even easier, because the last letters of their names are what... Form NSYNC.
Shut up.
That's
what?
Why it's spelled that way.
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
Justin.
Let him list them.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake. Chris Kirkpatrick is the S. NS. Y is Joey Fatone. N was the original member who I don't remember his name, but Lance Bass. They joke that he's Lanson. He's the N. And then the C is JC Chazé.
Wow. There was an original member before Lance
Before
Bass?
Lance, yeah.
Would never have been the same.
I think I'm going to change what this is called, because it was originally we were calling it Useless Thing You Know, but I think I'm going to call it What Makes You a Colossal Loser.
Oh, boy.
Like, why are you... Has it
I
ever,
thought you were all impressed.
Has it
I
ever come up where somebody's like, oh, God, what was the name? And it's like, oh, I know. I can name all the guys in that band.
No, it's never come up.
But I feel like it could.
Like, has somebody ever been choking? And it's like, if only we knew. Or there's like a bomb. There's a bomb there. And it's like, wait, the code is the original members of. And it's like, I know.
Like, no. It was actually Justin Timberlake's mom who helped him come up with that name.
Wow, you're like me with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, kinda, yeah. I was a big boy band guy.
Okay, so if you're a colossal
loser, you
guys want
to start one, I'm in.
Or you have some useless.
S Club 7 had girls in it.
Okay. S Club. There ain't no party like an S Club party.
I'll just say this. We'll just take calls from people who are still listening.
Oh.
Yep.
If you're a colossal loser, if you have something useless in your head, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can text or call if you don't want to be on the radio.
Originally, when we first talked about doing this, I remembered how we spent weeks at a time learning about the food pyramid.
Yep.
And how that's wrong.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
The food pyramid was bought and paid for by the sugar industry.
Yeah, because sugar was at the base.
The base is the top are the things you don't need a bunch of, but mm-hmm. the base is mm-hmm. the stuff. And they're like, they just put down at the bottom, it's like cereal, bread.
Carbohydrates, yeah. Vegetable, fruits, dairy, poultry, fish, eggs, sugar, and fats at the top.
They put the carbs down at the bottom. It's like,
you need a lot of carbs.
Yeah, like, and when you look at it in the little corner, it's like Nabisco, like made the food pyramid is actually upside down.
Yeah.
It's, is that the useless thing you know? Because that's a good thing to know.
I guess the OG food pyramid would be the useless part.
And frankly, who's like, well, I got to make sure I'm hitting all the marks on the pyramid. Like, no one's actually thinking about eating like the pyramid.
I will say, you were born in a different time. My parents were like, enough meat, have some sugar.
Oh, boy.
Like, legitimately, like, you haven't had enough bread today, son. It was like, oh, the food pyramid was the thing.
Oh, wow.
And then if you go down in a rabbit hole, I don't want to be the conspiracy guy, but it was like, the tobacco companies were like, people were going, hey, tobacco's bad.
Right.
So they bought up all the food companies. Like, how do we make food as addictive as cigarettes? And they're like, well, first, everyone should eat more of it. And then they and we all just bought in. We're like, ooh, more crackers. Yeah. And cereal. Like, I remember waking up and like wanting an egg. And my mom was like, hell no, you're having cereal. And I'm like, she's like, look at the pyramid. Eggs are up higher. So, right. You need sugar. Have some sugar pops.
Wow.
I remember in school, we had a class. It was business something, but it was like preparing you for, like, how to get a job, how to all this stuff.
Cool.
So we worked on how to make a resume. And I remember we all put, like, to be funny, we put, like, our picture on the resume.
Yeah.
And we all got in big trouble. It was like, you don't put a picture on a resume. Like, that would immediately get thrown. Like, what are you doing? That's so unprofessional. And now,
if you don't,
your resume is like, go to my Instagram.
Yes.
Look at all my pictures.
For our profession.
No, but LinkedIn as well.
Yeah, it's all presenting yourself.
Indeed,
yeah.
Monster, all those companies.
We got in big trouble for putting pictures on the resume.
You were cutting edge.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, if you've got something useless in your head that makes you a giant loser, you can prove it to us. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about useless information you have in your head, i.e. what makes you a giant loser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to say, before we get to the people on the phone, I didn't have them prove it to me in the screening process.
Oh.
So I don't know if they're lying or not. I figured they could just do it live on the air and we'll...
Okay.
We'll see if they can
do it live.
Yeah.
I like it.
Alyssa?
Yai.
What's the useless thing in your brain?
I know all of the last names of the presidents in consecutive order.
Oh, Jesus. How many have there been? 50?
What?
40 something?
Wait, the last names of the presidents in consecutive order?
Yeah, so starting with Washington, mm-hmm. ending with Trump.
I don't even know like our last 10.
Okay. Well,
it's just something I learned in elementary school, and it's never gone.
And well,
out of
obviously,
my brain.
You didn't because you've had to continue to add to it.
That's true. Yep.
But
she still hasn't memorized.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying she's
memorized.
Okay.
Is this
well,
like
Alyssa?
A party trick for you?
It's helped me in some trivia before.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair.
Oh.
All right. Well,
we've got time.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Washington, Adam, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adam, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Paul, Taylor, Fillmore, and Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Arfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden, now Trump again.
It really fell apart there at the end. Wow. Were the Bushes back to back?
Bush, Clinton, Bush.
Oh, Bush, Clinton, Bush. Okay.
I wasn't expecting a song.
Yeah,
Clinton,
I mean,
between two versions. That's weird.
I'm impressed.
You know what? I'll say.
Thanks, guys.
Probably right.
Yeah, I'm mostly Who knows? Impressed.
No, I think in the middle there, when it was around Taft, is when I felt like you got off a little bit.
No, I'm mostly impressed because recently I was talking about the Bush presidents, and I called them George Washington. I was trying to name as many presidents as I could, and I said George Washington the first, George Washington the second.
Wow.
So you're better than me.
Yeah, no, in more ways than you'll ever know, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Okay.
That was impressive. Okay.
I like the way it fell apart at the end.
Well, because, I mean, she learned a song.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the song stopped when she was like...
She has to keep adding to it in adulthood.
Yeah, and then it's just like, Clinton, Bush. Kim?
Yai.
Yai. What's your useless thing in your brain?
I can pretty much name any phone number of a childhood friend off the top of my head. It's wasted brain space. Like, I'll give you an example. Lisa Karuba, 270-633.
Stop! We don't want to start calling people.
Yeah, I don't think that we can, like, dox people like that.
But, like...
No, but it's ridiculous.
It's so funny, because it's like, and what are you going to use that for now?
I think I just recalled one. Like, I didn't even know it was in my brain until Kim mentioned childhood phones. It was like, oh, yeah, the Gonzalez's. Got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel the same. Yeah, I know all my friends. Their home phone numbers. Yeah.
Do you know your wife's phone number?
I do, yeah. I
do. Is it because you got a plan together and your numbers are close?
No, not at all. It's because she's my wife. No, it's she's a King Supers. It's, I have to hit it.
Oh, it's the Supers card.
Yeah, otherwise I would not know it.
My ex-wife and I, our numbers are one digit apart. That's the only reason I know her number. I don't know my kids' numbers.
Oh, yeah, I know my siblings, and weirdly... Okay, there's four of us.
You don't
siblings,
know
right?
your fiance.
No,
for
no,
sure.
I don't know my fiance's, but I know one of my friend's husbands because his is the number that got put in between my siblings and I. Weird.
What?
Yes. It was crazy. We became like best friends in middle school because we realized this. So my siblings are their numbers end in 161718.
Yeah.
This guy is 19. I'm 20.
What?
Wow.
And my friend married him.
What?
What? Indeed?
All the other numbers are the exact same.
Yes.
That's not... Where have you been on You Wouldn't Believe Me If I Told You? That's unbelievable. Yeah.
You know? I got a lot of useless information up here. It gets clogged a bit.
That is...
Yeah.
That doesn't seem possible that you would know the person, be close with the person who's sandwiched in your...
We found out because my brother was his like middle school basketball coach.
Okay. By the way, thank you, Kim.
Yeah.
And your friends who are now getting calls also, thank you. Vince.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the useless information in your brain? Vince? Nope. Vince? Oh. Are you there? What was it going to be?
He knew the longest ingredient on the shampoo bottle, and he said it out loud.
Do you know what it was?
Absolutely not. Not even close.
Well, this ended...
Dehoxygen.
Wait, he's back. Vince, you there?
Yes.
All right, okay. give us the longest ingredient in shampoo. Oh, for the love of God!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
It is time, once again, for the world famous News or No.
News.
Why did it stop?
News.
No. Hold on. Oh. I don't know what happened. Okay, it just stopped.
I was like, I don't want to speak yet, but I will.
All right. When we actually go live on the air, let's all just.
All right. Okay.
News.
No.
News.
No!
was a baby being hurt?
We'll fix it in post.
No! Don't do one of your bad sounds. Please, no.
Ew.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
No, you can't start until the thing.
No, you can't do that right now. I'm being serious. No more sound effects. Items retested in the JonBenet Ramsey case. Items are being retested. I missed a word there. Aaron's too excited. Yeah. Oh, my. That is terrible.
She was not a baby.
No, but still. DNA technology has advanced, as we know. They are retesting stuff that they found at the scene. They are retesting stuff that's never been tested before.
Oh, yeah, hopefully. But okay, here's the deal about JonBenet. Does everybody in the room know enough to be stupid on this case? Do you have enough knowledge to form an opinion, even if it's a dumb one?
No, I don't.
I've seen like a documentary. So like there's a cheap, like a cable news one, you know, like not like a Netflix.
Whoever killed JonBenet is one of two groups of people. This is fairly obvious. Someone in the family or someone out of the family, right?
Right.
And there's like some maintenance worker dude that they claimed.
But did they ever find her body?
Yes,
they did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, her body was in the house.
Yeah. Oh. The dad found her.
Right.
In like the,
down by the hot water heater or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There was just this one guy, kind of vagabond, whatever dude that they thought he'd painted, he'd done some work or whatever for the house, whatever. It's him. Or it's the brother, the mother, the dad.
Okay.
And most people lean towards mother or brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Because there's something with the pineapple too that she ate pineapple. There was pineapple there and it was in her.
No, it was like the brother had gotten the bowl for himself, but she stole it, so he got upset, hit her, accidentally killed her. That's one of the theories. Staged a whole thing
to make it look like somebody broke into the house.
All alleged.
Okay.
Allegedly, blah, blah, blah. Here's my point. If you DNA test and it's anybody other than the weird guy, it proves nothing. Because the family's DNA is their house.
Yeah, true.
Like, on the garage. The dad found her and picked her up. His DNA is probably on it. He probably took it off of her neck. I don't know if it was still on her neck.
What the heck?
So. The garrote, like somebody, you know what a garrote is? Like two pieces of wood and string or wire in between. Mm-hmm. And then it makes it a lot easier to choke somebody. Cause then you can just kind of cry. Like that's what was used.
What the heck?
Yes. Yeah. You should watch some of the documentaries.
I know. Don't save you're like living a clean.
I'm
pure,
truly
like,
surprised, and maybe it's just because I'm born and raised here, and this happened in Boulder that you don't know anything about.
Happened
it
happened in Boulder, yeah. You didn't know that.
That's why this is such a big deal.
There was no body. I had no idea where it was.
No, but she was like the whole beauty pageant.
Yes,
thing.
Yes, and I have heard the theories that she was still alive. So.
No, she's definitely dead.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, there was definitely a body that somebody brought upstairs. Right. But the problem is the ransom note or like whatever. Mm-hmm. There was a note that said, bring
and
us
a very specific number.
$118,000 and it was the exact number of his bonus.
Yeah.
So it was like, it's very, there was some very, it's like.
Which we do skate over that a little bit. $118,000 bonus. I got to talk to our bosses.
Yeah. Dude, do you know how much that house was in Boulder even back then? Yeah.
Like just a bonus?
Yeah. This guy was rolling in dough. He's dead now, right?
No.
She's dead.
Yes.
Patsy's dead. Yes, Patsy's dead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
In much different news. No. You stop that right now.
Okay.
A musical based on the Fire Festival is in the works. And Rita Ora and her husband, Takiti.
I love him.
No, sorry. Taika Waititi.
Mm-hmm.
Taika Waititi. Sure.
Well, okay, whatever. I tried to Google how to say it. They are producers, and then Brian Buckley, who's directed a bunch of Super Bowl commercials, is going to be the director and writer.
A musical about an event that never produced any music whatsoever.
Yes,
ding,
but
ding, ding.
Taika Waititi is so funny. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it'll probably be pretty funny, but we'll see if it happens.
So it's going to be satirical, clearly.
Yeah. I mean, you heard about the like musical that was made over Gwyneth Paltrow's skiing courtroom incident, right?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Are you being serious?
I'm so serious. Remember when she was skiing and a guy hit her and they claimed that she hurt him? There was like a brief musical on it and it aired or it was performed in Park City, where everything happened.
That really?
Is hilarious.
Yeah. So it's in the vein of like so the I Book imagine, of Mormon kind of just...
Yeah, I imagine okay. This would also be just like funny. I don't know, though.
Okay. T-Hack?
Mm-hmm.
No, stop!
Good evening. There were a couple winners of the Powerball over the weekend. Unfortunately, they were not in our state. But more proof that you should always take the lump sum payment. Publishers Clearing House has gone out of business, or they've not gone out. They've filed for bankruptcy, and now people who've won their lifetime
they're
not getting their money anymore.
Yeah, so what?
One guy specifically, John, he won $5,000 a week forever, and he said the money has stopped coming.
Oh my God.
He stopped. So he's like, I can't afford my house. I can't, all the stuff that I was banking on this money. So if you win any sort of money, just take it. Take it before they can not give it to you.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
There's nothing he can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like he's got loans against knowing he makes $60,000 a year in mailbox money.
Yeah. So apparently they filed for bankruptcy in April. I hadn't heard about it. It's not until now, I think the winners are starting to come out and go, hey, you going to pay us that money we won?
What was that?
Publishers Clearing House? It was a way to sell magazines.
And they would give away lifetime money?
Yeah.
You remember the commercials where they show up at your door with the big chains?
Yeah.
But why? How did you...
I don't know.
Sign up? Who? Because why didn't they come to my house?
You could also like sign up with magazine subscriptions. So we would sign up every year and we wouldn't win. And then we're like, well, maybe we need to subscribe to some magazines when you send your entry in. And then so like we would subscribe, like we did Boys Life and Highlights and like Modern Cooking or whatever. And you thought maybe eventually if you bought enough magazines, you'd win. So
Yeah.
But now it turns out you don't win.
Anymore. He said nobody even gave him a heads up, like that they were going through bankruptcy.
He has to be able to sue or something.
Sue what?
I don't know. That's a thing. I don't know. I'm angry for him.
They're bankrupt.
No, don't do that.
One last time.
No.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Okay, so I'm about to upset everyone in the room, for sure.
You do that most days.
No, but this one's for real.
Okay.
You seem like extra serious about it to where I'm kind of nervous.
And everyone listening will definitely be upset.
But
it's a lot.
It's a daily double.
I can do that. Hold on. It's like death.
Okay.
And it's like taxes. These are the things that are inevitable. And the diary that we're reading is going to end, you guys.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that.
You know,
I just...
Are the three of you readers?
Yeah.
No. I'm a listener.
Not quite the same.
No, it's exactly the same. No. I take in the knowledge.
I used to be a real big reader and then not so much.
Don't you see the diary as just another great book we're reading?
So it's like, but it's so much more real.
But I
so then
know
what are we
going to
do when the diary's over? The reason I'm bringing this up, there's a question that I have, but like, what do you have an idea for what happens after? Do we ask listeners to send their diaries
from the top?
Yeah. No,
I have no brainstorming.
Right. So this was my idea. Has anyone in here written a diary, and can we read yours next? Does anybody journal?
Currently?
So I just got a journal in the mail today, and I'm going to start.
Well, just answered your question there, bud.
No, but it would be stupid for me to read mine. We need one that was written a while ago.
Mm.
Like, we need to hear about...
Oh, that we could reflect on a little
correct.
More.
Correct. Like, okay, Aaron's... Okay. Like in that when she was in that hinge phase, if she was diarying, if she was
too
journaling
busy during that time.
Yeah, a lot of downtime.
I've started and completely failed journals endless times over my life.
Mm-hmm. Did you, can I ask you a weird question? Did you start because of Taylor?
What?
Was there pen theory?
Like Taylor's a heavy journaler, dude.
Yeah, the Lover album, you bought a copy and it came with multiple pages of her diary. But no, that's not, like, this is like light, like young Erica would be like, today my sisters were mean. And then like the next day I would just never remember to go back to it.
That was very new girl. Sorry, I had to take a second.
Well, they were, Christine and Kelly.
At that time though, doesn't it just seem like once you've written that four times in a row, you're like, okay,
this is dumb.
I get
yes.
it. Like,
yes.
I'm having that, problems with my sister.
But Amy, like, is that helpful? Like getting that out, does that get, because what I bought, a listener suggested this. I bought some Oak thing and it's like guided journaling. Oh, but I think it's guided positive. It's more for the stuff that we've been talking about on the air that we don't have to get into right now. But it's more about like manifesting, being grateful. It's like, I think, I haven't even opened it yet, but it's like,
the hey, Oak Journal?
Yeah. Write down some crap you like, dude. What are you doing? Mm. And then you, it's like, write down four things that you saw today that made you smile.
Oh, this is really cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. But when I read about it when a listener suggested it, I'm like, I believe in that. I'm going to get behind it. But if any of you want to share.
I don't have anything that spans time. And also, I think I've literally just thrown away.
Okay. Hack? You big journaler?
My question is, when you are journaling, when's it due? Like, when's the due date on it? There isn't one? Then I'm not doing it. It sounds like homework, right?
God, mental homework.
It's just homework. And but
to be a better person.
Is that guaranteed? If I just start writing down, I don't get it.
So you don't see the value in it? Because a woo-woo guy.
I am, but I see more in the guided, for sure. Just me with my thoughts is like, that's I think, the issue.
Right, but then you're putting them on paper and then...
Me, I need someone else. Like I need a rudder.
Have you thought about maybe if you wrote it down, you would then read it and go, what an idiot. What am I doing? Do you know what I mean? Isn't that what journaling sometimes is?
I gotta
you like,
read it too?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, don't you? I mean, I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
Like Matthew McConaughey journaled his whole life and turned it into Green Lights, which is one of my favorite books ever written. Because he just wrote everything down. Even stupid stuff. He wrote down bumper stickers he saw.
And that's in the book?
It's... I tell you right now, Erica, if you read that book and come to me and say it was a waste of time, I'll buy the book.
Okay.
Just, it's not. And it's so journal. He's just like, bumper sticker! And he'll just, like you... You shouldn't read. You should let him read it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe is it okay? I'll give it a whirl.
But it's so good. Maybe we read Green Lights instead of the diary.
I don't think that's
every day. Is there a legality to that?
You're missing. Like, do we have an Aaron?
Oh, sorry, we didn't get to Aaron.
Yeah.
Are you?
I have been inspired by our journaler, our writer, to start one. But apparently, that doesn't meet your qualifications because it isn't. Years worth of or whatever.
But are you being reflective? Are you just daily reflective or are you?
It's only been one day so far.
Oh, good. We're all off to a good start.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It's other people's problems. We have an archive of years of them. Mm-hmm. Where is that?
The Odyssey app.
Ah.
Don't do it. It's spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay, and this OPP is?
It's Suzanne, and she's having some issues with co-parenting.
Hmm.
Hi. What's going on, Suzanne? What's happening with your co-parent situation?
I'm very, very stressed out. So recently, I recently got divorced, and my ex-husband and I split custody of our two boys. They're 12 and 10.
Okay.
And I say loosely we split time because we are definitely not co-parenting. And during the weeks that my boys are at their father's house, it's like there's no rules whatsoever. Mm. They eat nothing but junk food, and he lets them stay up as late as they want. One night he even took them to a concert on a school night where they were, you know, completely wiped for school the next morning. It's no wonder when they come back to my house, they don't like it because I actually make them do their homework. I make them eat healthy. I make them go to sleep early. Like, I'm trying to be a good parent. And they basically have an all-out sleepover at their dad's house for a week. And then they come back to me and there's rules and they don't like it.
They're also probably sleep deprived. And
yeah, and they're like not doing as well in school. I mean, it's a big issue.
Well, so am I.
This is one of those ones that I almost wish we could flip into like a great mate debate and get his side. I'm not saying you're being dishonest. I'm not.
But it kind of feels like you are.
Well, because you've just gone through a divorce.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I'm just saying you've just gone through a divorce and you're probably pretty bitter. And now...
I mean, I guess a little, but it's really not even about us at this point. It's like, we have two children. Like, we need to be...
You need to be on the same page still.
Yes, yes. Oh, he did one other thing I didn't even mention. He got them a puppy, and I'm allergic.
Oh. Okay, now we're getting into some territory.
Is the puppy going back and forth?
When they come back? Oh. No, but, like, it's all over their clothes, and I feel like he's doing these things just to piss me off.
I just want to say it's one of those things. I've kind of been through this. It wasn't quite to this extreme, but I've been on both sides of this. Like, I had structure at my house that she didn't like have at her house.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we had agreed we weren't going to do, she started to do over at her house. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm me and I'm real effing fun.
Okay, well.
Trust me. To a child?
Well, even that, when we were together, he wasn't even fun. Like, this is the most fun he's ever been.
There it is. That's what I'm saying. That's why I want his side. Because a little part of me, you're like, the kids are just having so much fun at their dad's house, and that makes you mad.
Like, yeah, I think it would hurt any mom's feelings.
They're having fun. Like, he's not being a good parent. Like,
and then it comes out of your mouth as, this could also be true, but it comes out of your mouth as, he's not following any rules. Both may be true, but he also just may be more fun.
And go to sleep?
No, I'm not on his side, because if he's feeding your kids junk food and they don't get any green in their life or whatever, that's bad. But are you just triggered? Because...
Or are they not doing their homework? Is she getting... late assignments when they get to her place? Like, you have to be careful who you have children with, even if you're in love at the time.
I know. And it's like, no, I totally see what you're saying. Obviously, like, there's some, I'm upset about the breakup, everything. But at this point, it's not that. Like, I want my kids to have structure and, like, they need some discipline or they're going to be out of control. They're at, like, you know, really crazy ages for like these
well, because you said that they're like, not doing great in school, right?
No, they're not focusing, like, they're tired, like, all they want to do is,
that's where it's like, okay, he can be fun, but you guys still need to be parents and make sure that stuff is getting done, and it's not.
I'm just saying, sometimes a concert's on a Wednesday night and you gotta go.
Sometimes.
If it's their favorite band, you take them to that concert.
That's not every night, though.
No, he only did it one time.
Yeah. But every other night of the week, they need to have a bedtime. They're 12 and 10.
Yeah.
But also to attribute them doing poorly in school to only their father. I mean, their parents just went through a divorce recently. Like, they've got a lot. They're going back and forth. There's a lot of change going on in their lives.
Sure, but
all
that's,
and to pin it all on just
No. And that's when that I'm saying both parents need to make sure it's getting done. We're only getting one side, correct? And it seems like she's trying to help. We don't know if he is, but it does need to be both. And that's when co-parenting, really comes important.
Right, but I haven't heard Suzanne say a single thing she's doing wrong.
Because she's probably not.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm a good parent. Like, I feel like it's...
Are you saying he's a bad parent?
Like,
are you saying out loud he's a bad parent?
I think lately, yes, I do feel that way. Like, I'm at the point where I want to, I don't know, I reopen our divorce and get more custody. Or, like, I want to make my boys understand, like, they have to follow rules and, like, structure is good for them.
Do you think, like, it's gone too far on your side, though?
Yeah, like, she's like picking up too much slack.
Like, he's way too fun, and now you are specifically the boundary person because he doesn't have any.
I mean, if you're eating McDonald's every day and then someone else makes you eat kale, are you going to be pissed off too? Like, probably.
But is he? Like, are they really eating McDonald's? Okay, I'm not on his side, Suzanne, and I don't want to be here because I think you're probably really awesome. And I do think you're reacting hard to his fun and probably making it harder for the kids to like you, which is bad.
What?
But I mean, I'm just saying, if you are the disciplinarian one, then your kids are like, dad's more fun. And it's like, because they don't know better. But
long term.
Like, but she's saying absolutes, like, they eat McDonald's every night. Do they eat McDonald's every night, Suzanne? Or is that, like, a little
bit? Maybe Wendy's. Maybe Wendy's. They eat garbage every night.
You gotta switch it up.
Okay. 303-222-5423. Call or text. I swear to God, I'm not on your side. Because, again, in my divorce, I was a little bit of both. Like, I had the structure. She, like, suddenly did some things that we had agreed we were never going to do.
Right.
Like, TVs in their room. Boom. Mm. They had them. And I'm like, what the what?
Isn't there some level of you can have a conversation about that?
It's real hard when you, like, when you're in the thick of it. And it took a long time for she and I to be, like,
cool.
Yeah. I would just find out.
Yeah,
and then it's like,
you won't talk to me.
Yeah, no. And yeah.
But yours was also different because weren't your kids a little bit older? Like, they could understand.
In this wheelhouse when it all kind of started.
Okay.
Man.
Suzanne, again, I promise you, I think you're doing great. And you're very smart that you haven't. There's one trap that I'm really glad you didn't fall into, which is
what
competing.
Is
like, don't compete with him. Be the structured parent. Don't stop doing that because it's like, oh, he's going to take you to a concert on a Tuesday. We'll wait till next week.
Right.
Like, the following bands are in town and I'm like, don't do that.
Can I give you one piece of advice as a childhood divorced parents?
Do not
talk poorly about him to your kids, because that was just mosquito to a
mean.
What's that metaphor?
Fly to
a flame
or something. Moth to a flame.
Great advice.
Make sure they still go to school.
The text is just full of just different Confucianisms, but like, Suzanne, I hope you get a little bit of distance from this and, like, find some whatever. Again, him being a fun dad doesn't make him a bad dad.
It could.
The dog is where I really start to go, man, yes, your kids want a dog. And yes, we never got one because your mom's allergic. But they have to go to your house half the time. That's a D move, dude.
Yeah.
That is fully... Yeah. Like, cool, or get like a mini doodle that's hypoallergenic.
Right.
Like, get something that, but like.
These are just conversations to have.
You can't have a conversation when you're in the middle of a divorce. You can't.
But.
I'm just telling you. It was a year or two after before we were like.
Let's talk about the big life decision.
Yes.
Ugh.
It's so gross.
Yeah, and I am not on his side either, because I agree with structure and all that, but I like. Once you're divorced and he's like, I'm no longer married to you, I want a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. Yeah. Like, it might be a jerk thing, but he has, like, if he wants a dog, isn't he free to get one?
Yeah.
Technically?
Yes. It's still just, it feels like a pawn in a game.
I also want a sports car, or I want all these things I didn't get. And it's like, well, only one kind of affects you. I don't know.
Yeah. Suzanne, I swear you're not alone, and we're going to have full phone lines, so hang on right there. You'll be able to hear the whole thing. Yikes.
Other people have to
go and deal with this. It's hitting me so hard because I was both things. I was a fun one, but then she was doing stuff we agreed we weren't going to do. And it's like it's kale at her house, but it is DoorDash at my house.
Did you ever find yourself wanting to compete or even competing?
Well, I put TVs in their room.
Oh, okay.
That's why I told her not to do. That's why I told her not to do it.
How can you not?
How could I not? And then he got an Xbox, so he got an Xbox in my house, huh?
You don't have to.
Yeah, but you don't want him just like
find your own thing. Suzanne should find her own thing that is just for her and her boys. That is fun.
That's so much easier said than when you got a 13-year-old boy. He's like, well, mom's house. I'd be playing Xbox right now, and you're like, okay. It's, I know it wasn't right, but I defy anybody. It's so easy to write down, don't ever do that. That's the wrong thing to do. It's like, right, until you're looking at your kid, who's like, I'd rather be at mom's right now. And you're like, haha, okay.
Joke's on you, buddy.
Right.
Yeah.
I got you a bigger TV. And Xbox Live. Suck it.
Dad.
No, you two are the problem.
All right. Help Suzanne out. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 1059.
We're trying to help out Suzanne with her OPP. She's in the middle of a divorce. And it's subtle what's happening. But like,
I don't know how subtle it is.
It's just... You guys, again, I don't want to beat this horse, but we only heard her side.
Yeah.
And she's like, with the kids, he's being the fun one. He's letting them eat fast food. And in my house, they eat kale. I make them study. He takes them to concerts. And it's like, and he bought a dog and she's right. allergic. Okay. But she's like, what now? Should I reopen our custody agreement? That feels like a lot. I'm the only one who's been through a divorce in this room. I mean, I guess you've been through it, Erica, as
on the other
child.
Side. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's why I'm like, just talk to them. Cause I feel like my parents were able to communicate a bit, not 100% of the time.
Did they compete for you though?
I don't feel like, but we weren't 50-50 okay. just cause we were a little older. So like, I just feel like they didn't have to compete. And maybe my dad did make things a little more fun. But it's fine now.
I know. Well, yeah, sure. You're great. Katie?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
What do you think Suzanne should do here?
Okay, so Slacker, I'm taking your high road on this one. I've been divorced now for 5 years, and my ex-husband did everything that her ex-husband is doing. He played Disneyland Dad. I was the disciplinarian. We went through all that. But after 5 years, like, he has now become more disciplinary and I've become more lax. So we're kind of in the middle. So you just get
it's
there.
An
you
adjustment.
Just got to give it time. It's an adjustment.
But all she can see right now is like how lopsided it is. And you understand why she wants to react, but you're saying the smart play is to not and just
the
let it.
The smart play is to not react and just let it go through. And my ex-husband did buy them a dog right away as well, even though my daughter is allergic.
One of the kids is allergic?
That's different.
We have a daughter?
The daughter was allergic. Yeah. And he bought him a dog anyway to get back at me. And these things, like the game I played... They do subside after, I promise you, it might take four years, but it
do they still have the dog?
Yes, they still have the dog, and it just stays at his house, not at mine.
Katie,
you
said something kind of interesting, at least I thought it was interesting, when you said you're a little more lax now, too. So it seems like maybe Suzanne's in the same, where she's so strict, he's so loose, and maybe you both kind of need to...
You find a homeostasis, to use the scientific, like you come...
And Suzanne might feel like she's making up for his looseness.
You do do that, too. It's like, well, if you're not going to make him study, then I'm going to make him study twice as hard.
Right, and maybe she needs to just go, I'll stay how I was.
Right. And then he hopefully will come to the... Thank you for the call. Yeah, the thing that drives me nuts is when I pushed her, she was like, do you think he's a bad dad? And she's like, yeah, right now. And it's like, listen, you married him.
I know.
And you had kids with him. And up until the moment you signed the papers or whatever, you probably thought he was a good dad. He's a good dad.
Unless the divorce is because she thinks he's a bad dad. That's different. But I didn't get that vibe.
Yeah. You got to not let your personal feelings towards him. Like, I had some very, very strong feelings about my ex-wife.
Right.
But I've never once questioned, she's a great mom. Period.
There you go.
And that, I mean, you just.
She's who you chose to have kids with.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if I were to call her a bad mom, that's more reflective on me than anything. Like, what did I do? Chris?
Yay.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she needs to stand her ground. Even though she can't control what happens over at Dad's, she needs to stand her ground at her house. I just got out of a similar situation last year. My son just turned 18, and he realized that Dad was the fun house, and he actually came up to me and thanked me for rules and boundaries.
Wow.
You do eventually appreciate it.
For sure.
But just not when you're young, you don't. So you got to wait till your kids are like 23 and then they go, oh.
We all come around at some point.
I know, but it's like where Suzanne's at right now.
Yeah, she's got a while. Sorry, Suzanne.
Yeah.
But yeah, she just needs to stand her ground.
It's not always easy, but appreciate
the advice.
Yeah, Chris,
was it worth it to hear that? Like, did it make, was it worth it?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, but it's. I'm telling you, it's not worth it in the moment.
Yeah.
You're just like, the kids are just like, we're going to Dad's, it's Sunday. And you're like, Shelby?
Yes.
What do you think Suzanne should do?
I think that she should just wait. It's hard right now, but I grew up in this, and her kids will appreciate her. When, not right now, because Dad's fun. But when it comes down to it,
she'll get the glory someday.
Okay, but Shelby, so you were the kid, and we're kind of debating this. When did you get that mom was actually doing it right? Were you 18? Were you 20? Were you 30? When did you understand when mom was doing the right thing?
It was probably when I was probably 16 or 17 when
that's not bad.
I wanted to drive a car and get a job and things like that.
Okay.
I also, you said when mom was doing it right, it's like.
You with my dad.
Yeah.
It's like the dad might not be doing everything wrong. It's just what she knows about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right. You're right. I was falling into the trap of like, you're right.
Now I'm like, wait. Because no, I think I just said, oh, my dad was kind of the fun dad, but like he was still an amazing dad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He didn't like let me, I don't know, throw Oreos onto the ceiling.
Smoke crack? That he let me do.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's time for the diary. How many people do you think are just like glued to the radio at this time? Because it started, like to me, it started kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're just.
I can't remember what the last one we read was.
I take notes for this reason.
Perfect.
She started therapy, got a prescription that she has not filled, and we don't know what it's for.
Okay.
That's right. So she's trying to get to the bottom of why she sabotaged.
They had a breakthrough, but we don't really know what it was.
I think it's her sabotaging life.
Ding dong. Hello.
Yeah. She, like, the beginning of the diary is just this non-self-confident, oh, yeah. I wish, oh, I wish, oh, I wish.
Mm-hmm.
Then it all happened, and she's like,
yep.
Just can't stop. She got a promotion at work, quit her job. I get it. She wants to be more than that, but it's like, that's gone.
Back to school.
Screwed up her relationship with Mike. He proposes. She admits she cheated. It's just like,
Nightmare.
And we haven't heard about Elwood in a while, but I just always assume.
Elwood's okay. He moved with her.
Yeah,
that was just a few months ago.
I guess you don't write in your diary every day about your dog, but it's just like.
I would.
You would. Well, you.
It was like 2 years that she didn't write about Elwood.
Yeah, that was.
But you just don't. At a certain point, your dog's just your dog. And it's not like not what's on your mind.
But still.
I don't think I love my dogs, but if I were journaling, which I have to start soon.
Right.
So then we can read it?
No, I'm not going
to. No, now we'll know. Do you mention your dogs?
Yeah. I don't think I would.
Maybe you should try.
Okay.
So you want to do the next entry?
Yes. So the last one?
Yeah, what was the last one?
The last one was September 8th.
9/8. And this is?
September 22nd.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. I wish someone would just put me out of my misery.
Oh.
Today I went to Barnes & Noble to kill time before my night class. Before I knew exactly what had happened or how. What? Oh, before I knew exactly what happened or how or why. There I was on the self-help aisle reading.
Oh.
I hate you, Oprah. I blame you for an entire generation of women who think a book can save their lives or marriage or whatever. Only because I bought one of those stupid books.
We have to reinstitute some vetoes. We can't do this.
I'm starting to get mad at the writer.
Yeah,
because she doesn't write along.
No, because she doesn't She's not taking any responsibility.
Yeah.
She's just like, I blame Oprah. Oprah, girl.
Oprah didn't make you cheat on your boyfriend.
Yes. I blame this. I blame...
Quote of the century. Oprah didn't make you cheat on your boyfriend. Oprah's going to hear this one day and be like, what? How did I get brought into this?
Oprah's in town, by the way, I think.
Yeah, she was in Telluride.
Yeah. She's in the state, at least. Oprah, if you're listening, you ruined their life.
Right. No, you didn't.
303-222-5123. Text in Oprah.
Be sure to put something in there that only you would know, so we know it's you.
I'm annoyed with her, too. It's like, there I was. It's like, okay, maybe it's a good thing.
But you guys, it's her diary, so we have to like her still. We have to keep... Well, we can't switch to Mike's diary. We can't switch to somebody else's diary. We have her diary. And our hope is she's going to drag herself out of this and be...
I did get some clarification, too, because I remember I thought she had graduated and started the internship, but no, she has night classes. Oh, she's still in school.
Yes. Right. So, because... I don't know if it's still that way now, but like we said, internships, you have to still be in school for most of the time because there's insurance laws and whatnot. Do we think if she reads this book and she continues in therapy, she's going to...
Get back together with Mike.
That is my big question. Do you think do you think he's out of our lives forever?
Oh my gosh, I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But why? Because...
He deserves better.
He does deserve better. She cheated on him.
Yeah.
Have you taken back a cheater ever?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did. Yeah. Only to get dumped later by that person.
Oh.
So, and I think I came off as weak by taking her back. I don't think she liked it. It's not a good look. Don't do it. Don't ever do it.
No, I mean.
I'm picturing Mike as T-Hack, and it just makes me really sad. Oh. And yeah, I hope we don't hear about him again because I hope he finds someone better.
But I just feel like he thinks he wanted to spend the rest of his life with her. And what happens when you love somebody so much, even if they hurt you in that way, like it's so hard to move on. Like he's
especially
sitting there right now.
She's like, I'm doing the work.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now I'm wondering, because remember when they were still kind of together and Mike said, I think some of this is my fault.
Yeah.
I wonder if that is her making him feel like he is responsible. Like she's not taking responsibility.
She's like, you pushed me.
Yeah. And so he's like going along with it kind of like, I guess maybe
that
I do.
That is what you do when you get cheated on though.
Her self-doubt is contagious.
Yes. Because you just start to go, I pushed them and maybe I didn't sleep with them enough. Maybe I didn't do the thing that they want. Like women are always the ones who say, maybe I didn't sleep with them enough. But guys are like, maybe I didn't get into, she wanted to do flower arranging and I didn't support her in the right ways. And that's what forced her into this guy's arms.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's okay. Okay. So this was the shortest entry in the history of mankind on September 22nd.
Page.
Oh my God. Read slower then, girl. Cause like if we have to like drag this out.
If I read slower, the people are gonna text in and be like, she's so dumb.
You're freaking out. Yeah. Right now.
You guys, we gotta delay our gratification. Okay, 9/22 is this one. What is the date of the next one?
Oh. I didn't even look.
Oh my God. And
October 1st. Okay. I didn't read anything.
Okay, 10/1. Find out if Oprah ruins more things tomorrow.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
A few minutes ago.
After about a
yeah, what happened?
I asked a question in the studio. Have you ever caught a ball? Assuming we all knew we were talking about Phillies Karen.
Like foul or home runs.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Bright girl answered, like in life.
Well, I was like, I will be honest.
Thought about it. Have I ever caught a ball? I don't know. Give me a second.
I genuinely wasn't paying close attention to what you were talking about. So then I thought, maybe they're talking about how much it hurts to catch a ball that you're not expecting. You know, it hurts your hand a bit.
Okay. It can. I mean, if it's a lob, then, it's just kind of like.
You glove. Said you played softball, right?
You've never barehanded one?
I was going to say, when you're never barehand, right? Or were you?
Sometimes you can barehand. No, you have a glove, but sometimes it comes to the wrong hand.
No, I'll tell you right now. If it was coming to the wrong hand, there was no going for it. It was like, well, there it goes.
Boys would go for it.
Yes.
We will break our hand to try to catch the ball.
I was actually like 9. Oh. So. Okay. It wasn't competitive.
But we were talking about Phillies, Karen. We assume, I presume everyone on the planet knows this girl. Is it, can we find out, is it true or false that she got fired? Because all the memes came up going, Phillies, Karen found, doxed, fired. But then there's some woman who's going, hey, hi, I'm not her.
Oh.
Oh no. They got
and
the wrong
people,
one?
Yes, and they doxed the crap out of her. And she's like, will you guys stop? I'm a Red Sox fan. Like, it's not me.
Oh, no.
I mean, if you have, like, a kind of a bob and gray hair and attend baseball games, you are in deep tatas at this point because people hate you. And I don't really know which side I'm on.
There's also something weird happening where it's like, we have this incident. We have the incident of the CEO taking the hat from the kid.
At the tennis game.
At the tennis game. And then, in a weird way, also, like, the whole Coldplay thing. It's just, like, people still, getting put on blast.
Yeah.
She was not fired. In fact, her identity still remains unknown, it looks
so,
like.
But the chick then that everybody thought it was is in a lot of trouble with her company.
Yeah.
But she's it wasn't me. It wasn't the game. Yeah. Like, what do we...
Yeah, that's terrible. And now her company's like, we're going to fire you just to be safe.
Just to save
like,
face.
I have nothing to...
Yeah. Who was right? Who was wrong in this? I've never caught a ball. I've been in the place. I've been on the Rockies third base side where just foul balls just come zinging at you. And may I just say, I don't know if you guys have heard this before. I sat there. I was like second row. There was a family with a newborn baby there. And I'm like, you people need help in the cabeza. Like,
and helmets.
I mean, everyone's just looking at the baby. I'm like, you're all looking at the baby. And one came zinging in. And somebody like I can't remember, knocked it away or whatever. And I'm like, go somewhere. Like, I couldn't enjoy the game. The whole time I'm just like, this baby's going to die.
Yeah.
Because if it hits the baby.
It's done.
Dead. Dead baby.
Don't like that we got here, but.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. But.
Fire that baby.
But I want to know, what was her argument? Just because it was in her section, then no one in another section can get the ball? I don't understand why she went over to the dad and poked him. It's
I
like,
think it looked, so the video that I saw, it looked like it was hit to her section, right?
So?
Obviously, it's not hit to her. Because
only
it's just,
a few seats over. I mean, like maybe 10 seats max.
But the guy did run over and grab it. Like, he was in a different section and ran over and grabbed the ball.
When the
her,
ball is just rolling around, whose ball is that?
Free. It's a free grab.
Even if you're not in that section?
Yeah. If you get there fast enough, whatever.
It's the same with t-shirts. Yeah. I've been in that situation where they're like, doing the t-shirt cannon.
You
want
to catch it so bad.
Oh, so bad. And then it's just like a...
That was a really good t-shirt gun
thank you.
Thing.
Thank you.
Your keyboard and your t-shirt
gun. Yeah, they're
let's
very good.
Into more stupid stories.
No, but like, at that point, it's getting like tossed around. And if there's a kid in a wheelchair sitting there, I don't owe it to him to give it to him. I've been down a rabbit hole where people just like get the ball and they look around. They're like, oh man, there's a little girl over there. And they give it to him.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but you don't have to do that either. You can be the guy at the golf tournament where everybody else has given away the prizes and still keep your TV. You can still keep it when you won it fair and square.
So what like, you're trying to convince ball. Us is it's, that you're a great person, regardless of the TV.
Yeah,
the charity event.
I still bought all those raffle tickets.
Yeah.
Right? He's had us over for movie nights. He's used that TV.
Right.
He's still hanging on
right,
to it.
Right, right, right. But I'm just saying, like, if there's a little kid in a wheelchair right there and you caught a foul ball, do you have to give it to him?
Don't you want to?
Yeah, I would want to in that scenario, but also because limited, like the kid couldn't go up the stairs to get it. So I'm going to give the ball to that kid.
But I mean, are you looking around?
But I probably will if there's just a random kid next to me.
No, that kid could have run for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and also, I'm catching it. Maybe I'm going to give it to my kid.
Yeah.
Like, I've got her.
That's what that guy did. He gave it to his kid. And then he had to take it out of his kid's hand and give it to this Karen. He gave
it
to his kid.
I'm wondering, why did he give it up? If he caught it fair and square and some crazy lady comes in and is screaming at me in front of my kid, I'm not giving you the ball. I'm getting security or whatever.
Haven't you heard what he said?
No,
he didn't want to set a bad example in front of his kid. He's like, I wasn't going to let this woman escalate it to something else. And he's just like, here you go.
Oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing for her. to be so, like,
but she didn't see it
I
that way.
I didn't know that he did that. I stopped the clip because, to be frank, I'm tired of these, of seeing like so many people freaking out over something dumb and then companies rewarding them.
Well, rewarding the other person.
Yeah. But it's too far.
You're not happy.
Why did this guy get an RV?
Wait, who did?
What? The guy.
The dad.
The owner of Camp World. Like, first, the Phillies came out and gave the kid everything.
Yeah.
Like, a whole bag of merch.
And they met.
Then the dude who hit came out and gave the kid the bat.
What? Oh,
that's right.
Which, like, that's, you know what? Fine. I'll do that.
And then the owner of Camp World.
Was he at the game, too?
Yeah, exactly.
I think he might be a Phillies fan. is giving them an RV and tickets to the World Series.
Oh, I saw the tickets to the World Series
that's
thing, but
insane.
What's the RV for?
So they, because the World Series, probably hotels are crazy.
Oh,
so then you just have an RV and then you just go camp.
That makes me want to get us together, go to, I was going to say a Rockies game, but no, Nav's game and like try to
stage something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does make it seem, I agree with you. It's just like, I don't actually want to catch the ball. I want something to happen and then I'll get way more.
Yeah.
It is kind of teaching that. Like, now the ball's going to be hit and just everyone just scatters. They're like, I don't want it. I want the free stuff.
Wait, so we're not focusing on the fact that there's like random companies just being kind. We're focused on people are bad.
Aaron is the one you want to send your angry text to. 303-222-5423. And if you have time before you send that text or after you send it, just go through our Instagram feed until you see Aaron being flipped a puck.
I asked for it, to be fair. I held up my phone and said, what are the odds I could get a puck?
Okay.
I asked for it.
I'm so tired of companies.
And that's all I got was just a puck that they
used. That's all you got.
I didn't get an RV.
She didn't get an RV, Slacker.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I know what's wrong with me.
So do I.
All right, everyone be quiet. He's setting us up.
No, we when I do this, everyone does takes their shots.
Yeah, we go exactly. Okay, you aren't so, grateful enough.
He already knows about his OCD and his hoarding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that would also feel sad to call out.
What else is wrong with him?
I know.
Your eyes are too creamy, chocolatey brown.
Too nice.
Thanks.
And your hair, thanks. Your
what
hair
is
game?
Wrong with you guys?
Like today?
Another time to dive into him. Let's go.
Like, you got a haircut not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And it was one of those ones where it was a little more probably than you wanted, I think.
It shocked us all.
It did. Yeah. And then we all had to do the like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of those.
Uh-huh. It's so back right now. Like, oh, you just before we went on the air,
how is this what's wrong with him?
No, I'm just saying, I'm saying that
he'll get to it, Erica.
One of the things that's wrong with him is how perfect everything's going for him.
That's when the shoe's going
to
drop.
Yeah. Mm. So you have to be wondering to yourself, I have a great wife, two great kids. I live in a house that I love. I have a basketball net that I loved until my wife hit it with the car. Right.
Yeah. Yep. She did.
But like, are you aware of how great your hair is today?
Thank you. It was a shampoo day. That's really all I can comment on it.
Okay. But like, is there a little bit of product in there? Because it's hanging exactly where you want
it's
it to
very,
hang.
I have started rewatching Grey's Anatomy. It's very McDreamy.
Oh my gosh. McDreamy like season one.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Okay.
So anyway, what's wrong with you?
No, never mind, actually. I'm great.
What is wrong with
I figure, and I want to know if anyone else has this issue too. So,
you overthink.
ED.
I think Erica's onto something.
Slacker.
No. Slacker, not onto something.
Oh, it's not that?
No. I think it's overthink. So recently, I was home from work. We got the kids down for bed. My wife still had some work to finish up. So she had already eaten. She's like, you can just go grab something and I'll finish up working and we'll hang out later. So I'm just all by myself. So the world is my oyster. I can get any fast food I want because my wife doesn't like it. But I'm by myself. So I'm weighing my options and I'm telling her, I'm like, I don't know. I kind of feel like maybe I should get a burger because I love burgers and I know it's going to be a while before I get to
what
get a burger again.
Doing?
But maybe I should also get like maybe Slim Chickens, one of my other favorites, because I won't be tempted by the ice cream because you just made a bunch of cookies. We have a lot of cookies at home. I don't want to get ice cream and
what
the cookies.
What are you doing?
And she said to me, well, which one sounds better? And I said, huh?
You don't, you can't, you don't know how to
make a decision.
You like, can't just
which
go.
Which one do you want? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm trying to make it's. Like, I'm trying to make a logical decision here of like which what I should get to
like
eat,
which makes more sense. He has in the circumstances
it's
around
called
me.
Something.
What is that? And who other people
called,
have to be this way?
Hold on, it rhymes.
What
are you being serious? Are you?
I'm being serious.
Okay.
It's called something and it rhymes.
What? It's a paralysis by analysis. You have that.
Oh.
Wow.
You cannot
decision fatigue.
Sort of. It's okay. Like he can't just go. I really want sushi, but oh wait, my favorite guy's not at the sushi place, so maybe I should wait 3 days from now. And you're like, ha! If you like, what are you doing?
Do you want sushi or do you want?
But I'm
going to
see
chicken?
My friend in a few days, and he might want to get sushi, so maybe I should not get it tonight because I want to have it available later.
That is psychotic, dude.
But what? I mean, can't be the only one, right?
No, no way.
I do that a little bit, but like, I definitely you and I are cut of this cloth. I want to make sure that other people are satisfied before I am. Always. So if there is a friend coming into town or something, I would do that. But if it's this decision you're talking about
doesn't involve anyone but you.
I know. This is where it's crazy to me.
That's where it's almost worse. Because if it's my wife and I know, well, she doesn't like every restaurant, so now that cuts off half of them and it narrows it down for me. When it's just myself,
you are paralyzed to just make a decision 100% for you.
Paralysis by analysis, yes. Is that what you said?
Yes. It's a thing.
I wasn't hoping for an actual diagnosis. I was just hoping people going, oh, T-hack.
No,
like,
I
do that too.
So you were afraid.
Never mind.
I want to get it through my head.
Just start a song or
no,
something.
No, I want, in your head, I want a burger. But my wife made cookies, and if I go to Culver's, I'm gonna get
a concrete mixer. I can't look at the concrete mixer and not get one.
That alone is also another.
That's what I was thinking.
Dilemma.
Like why?
But I think you only wanted
the concrete mixer.
No,
before?
I have not, and okay. I do know.
So
I need
so that
to.
You don't understand.
But I feel like you wanted the burger because logically, you hadn't had one in a while, and you might not have one again.
Forget
in a
burger.
While.
Yeah.
But like, you didn't actually want a burger.
I don't know what I want.
What did you end up getting this night?
You know, whatever I should. And the same thing with shoes. I feel the same. Like every day picking out my shoes, I'm like, well, is it going to rain or is it summer? So I should wear these white shoes or is it colder? I should wear these shoes. I shouldn't wear the Nubuck shoes because it might like just the dumbest thing. Instead of just going, I want to wear those. Text in, please. Please. 303-222-5423 if you're like me.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I didn't think we'd be doing this till October.
Diddy. Diddy. Diddy.
I don't even remember how diddy. It goes.
Occasional diddy dirt. Diddy.
Wow.
Occasional diddy dirt.
Diddy.
Yeah, Diddy's still in jail.
Oh.
Gonna be sentenced on October 3rd, I think.
You're lying.
The day of the Taylor Swift album?
Is that when?
No, I believe so.
What a big
isn't
day.
That true?
I think they're doing a midnight announcement, too.
Oh my God, for real, that is...
It is October 3rd.
Yes!
Wow. There's
also
so much-
Mean Girls Day.
Also-
and that's when Ed Gein, the Netflix thing, comes out, I think.
Okay, Aaron, you took it one step farther than anybody
I
needed. Relax.
Also
my fiance's birthday.
Which story is going to lead News or Nope that day?
I would say, happy birthday, Dane.
Yeah. Now we got it out of the way, so it's actually good.
Okay, so it's occasional Diddy dirt. This only comes up if there's Diddy's back in the news, and I didn't think he'd be back until the actual sentencing, but there's something going on.
Yeah, okay, so this one's really interesting. The guy who was convicted of murdering Tupac is now saying that there was a hit out on Tupac from Diddy for $1 million.
I'd heard that before, too, but I never heard it confirmed by him.
But do we think he's going, he's already in jail.
This is my shot.
Right. This is my chance. Mm-hmm.
That has been the rumor for a long, long time. Even Eminem has said that like Diddy, it's been the rumor that Diddy was involved with that. Because he was definitely involved in the
feud.
In the beef and the feud and all that. Whether he actually put the hit out or not has just been nobody's really known.
So did this guy say he got the $1 million then for killing him?
That I don't know. And he wasn't charged until 2023. So it's like he lived many years.
Yeah, and I don't think he's convicted yet. I think he's going to trial for this.
No. Hold on.
Which is, it's disappointing. Like somebody asks you to commit a murder for them, you expect them to pay.
And yes, of course.
What is society coming to? When
the
you can't
honor
even
system,
trust
right?
people.
Wait,
yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He was charged.
Yeah, so he's not convicted yet.
Yeah.
He's awaiting trial.
My God, it's been like 2 years.
I know, but it takes a long time. Like Diddy was charged a long, long time ago and he just was convicted this year. So,
but if this guy had gotten the million, wouldn't this all be not even just hearsay?
I know, but yeah, I don't know if you can make it, if it's $1 million in cash or something, and like you can just kind of make it disappear. I don't think, I'm guessing like Diddy didn't show up at his house with a big golf check.
Right. Okay. Like, you did it. Yeah. Okay.
For murdering Tupac. Get some pictures. Yeah. The other thing that I saw is Diddy's trying to get out of the video portion of his, like, one of the things they're saying is like, he did the stuff he did with the videos was like trafficking and whatever.
Sure.
And he's trying to say this whole time I've been an amateur porn producer.
If you wanted to be a professional, you could have because you had that kind of money.
Yeah, but he was just dipping his toe in it. He'd already spent a lot of money murdering Tupac.
Right. True.
It's an interesting argument because apparently they're saying at one point somebody did ask him to stop filming and then he did. So he's trying to say, look, like, whenever people were uncomfortable, I did stop.
Yes.
But also, you're supposed to get their permission before. It's not like a during.
Yeah. It's not like a, sorry, is that thing on? Like,
right.
So what are we doing?
Wouldn't he have to show proof that each one of these people then were paid?
Ooh. No, not if you're still an amateur. Like, if he's not making any money, he doesn't have to share the money.
Yeah, because he says it was for his private use. Like, he wasn't intending to distribute
then
it. But still, you need permission beforehand. That's, I would think, right?
So
yeah, totally.
I just want everybody to know that on October 3rd, we're having this blowout party.
Yeah.
For Dane, Taylor, and Diddy.
Diddy.
We should just stop. Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I got a story. I don't even know how to tease this thing. Maybe if you hear a woman screaming, don't call for help.
Excuse me?
Yeah, perfect. It'll make sense in a minute.
Great. That really just surprised me. I've got a story of, I don't know, be smarter, really.
smarter.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
This story's out of Greeley.
Oh!
There was a photo enforcement
take me
van.
Where it smells. No, it's different.
What?
It does smell like cow litter.
Oh.
Greeley, it smells like money.
I've never been.
Smells
like money.
Well, it's because cows. It's like the beef business is booming up there. The Mumfords.
Oh.
Used to be. You know, you'll get it sooner or later.
There was a photo enforcement van, obviously monitoring. It was a school zone. There was a man who decided, I don't want this here. And he threw a 10-pound rock at the van.
A 10-pound rock is hard.
Respect.
Yeah. The window injured the technician inside.
Wait, there's a technician inside those?
What? Yeah.
I thought they just pulled over and just left it.
Because
I get popped
sometimes.
By one over here all the time.
That's someone who just hates you.
They just have a picture of me on file. I'm speeding.
They don't even work for the government.
It's just a giant flashlight that they flick around.
Whatever.
Anyways, so there's a person in there. There was also a camera in there. So it obviously took a photo
of
him.
Pictures of him doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So he damaged about 2,600.
What?
Yeah.
Is he going to jail?
I believe so. He was arrested.
Huh.
Also, he was tired of getting caught? Just stop.
Great question.
No, sometimes you're just on Monaco and you just need to go.
What?
He was just walking through the parking lot. I just saw that.
It's not me. I am not the person who did this. My story also not from Florida. It's from Maine.
What is it?
We're way up there.
Way up there, eh? Somebody called the police because they heard a woman screaming.
Okay,
so police scrambled the world. helicopters, SWAT, police cars, fire trucks.
Oh, no.
When they got to the place, it was just a very chatty goat. Apparently, certain types of goats, when they get to screaming, it actually sounds like a woman screaming.
Have you seen the Taylor? Yeah, I Knew You Were Trouble.
Goat? No.
Okay. You've never seen it.
I don't think I have. I don't do what you guys do.
What does that even mean?
I don't get stuck. Remember the firework one that I'd never seen? Back it up.
Okay.
Put it in reverse. I've never seen that before. Anyway, so the incident ended with laughter and no one was arrested. But the police said, from now on, if you hear screaming women, do nothing.
No!
If you hear a screaming goat, do nothing?
Correct.
Okay. Those were all the stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.